I'm BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Saturday, January 10th. Today we're talking about the top five most memorable moments from the Chiefs 2014 season. You can't talk about memorable moments and not talk about the two best wins for the Chiefs this season against what ended up being the top two teams in the playoffs this season, both in the AFC and in the NFC. It was a Monday night 41-14 win over the New England Patriots that was one of the best performances by the Chiefs all season.
These pass rushers in this noise with a big lead are going to make it almost impossible on New England's offense.
Then it was the big win over the Seattle Seahawks just a few weeks later. It had the Chiefs at 7-3, one of the highest points for the Chiefs this season.
And Kansas City holds the fort. Big kudos to that defensive line.
Then it was Cairo Santos' 48-yard game-winning field goal against the San Diego Chargers in Week 7. That started the Chiefs' five-game winning streak.
Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it! Asoche Ebol, Portuguese, for it's up and it's good.
Then you have to talk about the two big records that were broken, one by Justin Houston as he became the Chiefs' single-season sack leader, passing former great Derek Thomas, who had 20 sacks back in 1990. It was almost poetic the way that Houston broke the record with the strip sack fumble of Phillip Rivers in that last game of the season in Arrowhead. Obviously, Derek Thomas was known for the strip sack as he leads the Chiefs franchise with 45 forced fumbles in his career.
I'll trade all this shit in for a guaranteed spot in the playoffs, man. Don't mean nothing, man.
And the other record that was broken was Jamaal Charles becoming the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher in Week 7 against the San Diego Chargers. He broke that record in a poetic way himself. It was a 16-yard touchdown run where he met former Chief cornerback Brandon Flowers right at the goal line, went airborne, and landed into the end zone. It was a fantastic way for him to get that record as he became the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher.
And that 16-yard run by Charles now makes him the all-time leading rusher in Kansas City Chiefs football history.
For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.